every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Thursday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Last night was AW Dynamite, the follow-up to the pay-per-view this weekend. I'm going to tell you about that show. They taped a Collision afterwards, so we got a full lineup for Collision, everybody. We'll tell you what's going to be on the show with no spoilers. And we've also got the brackets. They gave us brackets. And actually, I got to talk about those today because there's been an update from when Dave and I talked about the brackets last night on the program. But we're going to talk about the brackets for the Women's Tag Team Title Tournament. We got an update on Nick Gage. Yes, an update on Nick Gage. SmackDown, the rating from this past Friday's episode. How that ties in a Big Data Plus panel. I'll talk about CMLL and Stardom, which have now entered into a working agreement. Shinsuke Nakamura. A lot to talk about with Shinsuke Nakamura. Update on Swerve Strickland. Mike Santana is heading to Maple Leaf Pro. As noted, the Dynamite report from Wednesday night and plenty more. Pleased to announce Filthy Tom is joining us on the program today. So you can join in on the fun with Tom and I. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. I'm F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. And that's right, cameos. I got a lot of time this weekend, but I'm not watching this NXT Halloween Havoc. Plenty of time to do a cameo for you, a loved one, or a hated enemy. F4W Online on Cameo. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. I'm so excited to see you today, Tom. How you doing?
Great.
Good. Hey, remember when we used to wrestle together?
Sure.
Yeah. That was a fun time, wasn't it?
Yeah, I remember pulling your stump.
Not when we were, I'm talking when we wrestled as partners.
Oh, like Javon and Leon?
Yeah.
We were like the original.
Kind of were, actually.
Hey, I bring it up because Nick Gage is, quote, currently in treatment, is being pulled off any future dates, according to longtime friend GCW founder Brett Lauderdale. He took to X Wednesday. He said that he'd seen some speculation online about the 45-year-old. He said, Nick Gage will not be attending any shows for the foreseeable future. He's currently in treatment and has been for several weeks. Plans to stay indefinitely. Any promoters that have made deposits for shows coming up that he will not be able to attend will be made whole as soon as possible. Expect an update directly from the man himself when the time is right. In the meantime, thanks to all who have been supportive. MDK all effing day, he says. And, says here, Gage confirmed he had to stay in rehab around the time he missed the 2024 GCW homecoming show, with Lauderdale saying prior to that, he was lured out of rehab. And then Gage said no one made him leave, and he did so because he felt good. So, all the best. I know Nick Gage has had quite the, he's had quite the life, but...
Yeah, obviously... arrested for bank robbery.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I know this past year his wife passed away. His brother, who he used to wrestle with, also passed away years ago. So hopefully the best for Nick Gage. There's no one in wrestling that can hype you up if you're a wrestler about to go out in front of the crowd like Nick Gage can at the curtain.
Oh, my and God.
It's been far too long since I've seen that sight. So hopefully Nick Gage gets healthy, gets the help he needs, and we see him again.
Did you have any matches other than the one we had with him?
I've teamed with him. I've wrestled against him.
Okay, yeah. So it's been many, many times?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, they set up that match, and it was you and me against Nick Gage and what was his name at the time?
Thomas Santel.
Oh, that's right, Thomas Santel. Thomas Santel. And, of course, I knew Santel forever. but never met Nick Gage. And frankly, I felt like I did when I was hired years ago to do a shoot interview with Abdullah the Butcher. And Abdullah at the time, I mean, he was old, but still, it was like, I was just waiting. Like, I thought for sure this guy was just going to, like, cut me. He was just going to come after me and start. I was like, I don't know about this one, man. But he didn't. And then, you know, Nick Gage, I didn't know what to expect. But I have to say, I don't want to kill the guy's gimmick, but I can't think of any other word to describe him than the sweetest guy. He was so nice. And, like, we're going over everything, and he's going to make this comeback, and he's going to do the running boot watch thing in the corner. The boot wash where you run and, like, kick the guy's
face. Yeah, not the boot watch.
Whatever they call it.
You better watch the boot in the corner.
So anyway, like, he's explaining it to me, and he just kind of goes, I want you to, like, when you sit in the corner, I'm going to come running, and can you please, like, just, and he like, touches my face, and he gently turns it this way. Just turn it this way. I don't want to hit you. I was like, okay, whatever you want, buddy. But, like, he was so nice. And then, like, we do the match, and, like, the whole thing is I'm supposed to be scared of this guy, you know, because he's a maniac. And then, like, I stay out of the ring or whatever for the whole match. And then at the very end, he finally gets his hands on me. And it was, like, easiest match I ever had. Like, didn't touch me. Even did that giant choke breaker. I didn't feel a thing. It looked like I was absolutely murdered. And then they did the old stuff pile driver gimmick. And, man, he was just, he was so nice. It was crazy. And then, now here he is having problems. So all the best to Nick Gage. Let's see it, Tom. That's right. What'd you think of Dynamite last night? You want to save it for the end?
Tale of two shows.
Okay.
What a dichotomy.
I got to mention one thing here. Okay. Because I saw people on the board, they were angry at me. That means I did a good job on the show last night. So anyway,
people everywhere are angry at
me. They're usually angry at me for one reason or the other. Do you guys remember, have you ever watched a Raw show? You ever watched like a WWE show? And this happens on Raw, SmackDown, and NXT, okay? Where you're watching the show, and then like two people get in a fight or whatever, and then, you know, Nick Aldis goes, "You guys are going to wrestle in the main event tonight." And what does everybody say? They go, "You booked a show and you didn't have a main event, right?"
That is what the pundits say.
Yeah, it happens all the time. There was like a SmackDown a while ago where like Nick Aldis made three matches for SmackDown during the show. And it's like, what were you expecting to happen if nothing had happened on the show? You had one match booked? Like, what's going on here? And of course, it's ridiculous, okay? Or remember that time when Ava, my beloved Ava, said, "I will announce the teams for the Iron Survivor Challenge on NXT Tuesday." The show starts. She literally announces a captain. Santino announces the other captain. And then everybody, like, the captain is responsible for putting these teams together. It's like, I thought you said you were going to announce the teams. You announced one person and they had to do all the work. We ridiculed it, right? Well, Tony Khan said, "I'm going to have the brackets for the women's." Like, he announced that there's going to be a tournament like a month ago. He's had a month, okay? And after a while, we're like, is there even going to be a women's tag, you know, a tag title tournament? So on Saturday, he announces on Wednesday, I'm going to give you guys the brackets, okay? So Wednesday starts, and, you know, the show starts going on, and there ain't no brackets. And then there's a match, and, like, the story is the winners get to choose who they face in the first round. And then, like, an hour and 45 minutes into the show, Athena appears out of nowhere. Like, she's been gone forever. She just shows up and she says, "Hey, Mercedes, you want to be my partner in this tournament?" And then, you know, after that, they show the brackets. And it's like, so you didn't have brackets. You said you were going to have brackets, but you didn't have brackets. You certainly didn't have all the teams. Because, like, teams are, you know, making matches during the show. And then you're creating teams an hour and 45 minutes into the show. Well, I dare bring that up. I'm a bad guy. Dave defends it. "Well, he said there'd be brackets by the end of the show. There were." And then the fans are like, Guys, it's ridiculous, okay? You didn't have brackets. That's it. Now, I do want to say this. So apparently there was a thing on Twitter today. Billy Starks. apparently is upset that Athena chose Mercedes as a partner. So I guess we're supposed to believe, and maybe this is the story, that he did have all the teams. One of them was Athena and Billy. But then right before they announced the brackets, Athena went and asked Mercedes. And so they had to change those brackets at the last second. I don't know what it is, everybody. But listen, if you can't stand fair criticism across all of these shows, don't talk to me. I don't want to hear it. But anyway, these are the brackets. On one side, we got Jamie Hayter and Queen Aminata against Julia Hart and Sky Blue.
That match was set up by a match we'll talk about later.
Yes.
On Dynamite itself.
Yeah. And hopefully Julia Hart is okay because she did a moonsault. Or no, it was Penelope.
Penelope
did a moonsault. And it was like she literally only hit Sky Blue in the head with her knee and then hit the ground and grabbed her elbow. And then she was like hurting the entire match. So hopefully she didn't like break her arm or dislocate her elbow or something like that. But the other half of the left side is Mercedes and Athena versus Willow and Harley Cameron. The right side has the return of Riho with Alex Windsor versus Toni Storm and Mina Shirakawa. And Anna Jay and Ty Mello versus Penelope Ford and Megan Bain. So who do you think is the finals, Tom?
I would guess Toni Storm and Mina and Mercedes and Athena.
I think you're probably right, brother. I think you're probably right. So that is the tournament. And it begins next week on Fright Night Dynamite. And we don't know when the finals are going to be, but probably the pay-per-view. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
First here says, I'm feeling Tom isn't too into this tag team tournament. Is that right?
I mean, it's fine.
I feel like you need something to sink your teeth into.
I guess I'm not really overjoyed with the teams that are in there. The other thing is I'm just very confused by the women's division sometimes. Like, who is Harley friends with? Who is she not friends with? Why do people care? Like,
wow.
You know what I mean?
Well, she's a baby face, so she's friends with Willow.
She's highly annoying right now.
You don't like the puppet?
I hate the puppet. And let's be real. Mercedes had, like, a great point. Harley is trying to be her friend forever, kissing up to her, and then she's out there doing this mocking puppet. Like, yeah, she deserved to get beat up way worse. She didn't deserve to have the puppet's face shoved in that cake. She deserved to have her face shoved in that cake, scrubbed around. She deserved to have somebody, like, turn her into a puppet. Skinner. Do something. Get it. Like,
wow. Wow.
I've had it. What is she doing out there? Who is she friends with? She's friends with Willow?
Yes.
Okay.
And Statlander.
Oh, but they don't like each other.
What?
Willow and Statlander?
Willow and Statlander. Yeah, they're having problems.
Okay. Well, Harley's also been friends with Mercedes?
No, not really. Mercedes.
Mortos?
No, Mercedes and Mortos are together. You're very confused.
Yeah.
You know,
I told you that to start out with.
Well, my big issue was that once the puppet showed up and ruined Mercedes' celebration, Mercedes was so angry that she didn't immediately go to beat up Harley. Instead, she started cutting a promo on the puppet. And she kept cutting a promo on the puppet. And granted, she called the puppet Harley. It's like, if you're so mad, she's so mad she sent all her men away, all her belts away, sent Renee out of the ring so she could stand there and cut a promo on a puppet.
She should have ripped the puppet to shreds.
Well, she eventually
She should have stomped it. She should have thrown it in the crowd, ripped the hair off of it, everything. The stitching, the threading, wow, destroy that thing. I am sick of these stupid freaking puppets in wrestling. I got to see this dumb Finn Balor puppet, okay? Liesca's one thing. Liesca's been around for years. All right, these are cheap imitations. I can't stand it. There's the Alexa puppet.
Yeah.
No more puppets. We got enough. The only puppet in wrestling is the one that I'm talking to right now.
Excuse me.
We don't need any more.
I was a big fan of the Muppets. Why are you so anti-puppet? It's supposed to be fun.
I don't want to see puppets on the pro wrestling show.
Okay.
I just don't. I'm sorry.
All right.
I don't like it. There's people out there that don't want to see me on their pro wrestling show. Plenty of them. That's fine.
Yeah, this guy here says you're dead to him because you made fun of the puppet. He actually had a name for the puppet. What's the puppet's name again? What's Harley's puppet's name?
It's Minnie Monet.
Oh, yeah, Minnie Monet.
And let's be
real. So you even know.
If you're gonna do something like this, right, don't go with the lowbrow puppet. Like, let's see a marionette. Let's see some real talent out there. Puppet.
So Friday's SmackDown did 1.180 million viewers, up 15% from the previous week. Best audience total since the show has undergone the switch to Big Data Plus panel. Remember that is, Tom? SmackDown did a 0.28 in 18 to 49. So they are, I mean, we talked about this before. They are trying to figure out how to make this thing work because obviously there are issues when it comes to pro wrestling in this big data plus panel. But things like appear to, they look like they may be normalizing a little bit. I think even, was it Collision that did better than usual? I think things are starting, they may be heading back to normal, which would certainly be a good thing, especially for AEW, because they need some good numbers with this potential WBD sale and their current deal technically expiring in 2027. So.
Okay, so they got the guy from Star Trek to figure this out?
I'd ridicule you, but the whole thing is ridiculous, so I won't. And it's big data. It's different. CMLL is continuing to expand its international ties, announcing its official partnership with Stardom. Business relationship was announced on Wednesday. CMLL boss Salvador Lutaroth Lomeli and Stardom president Taro Okada both appeared for the announcement. CMLL and Stardom will exchange talent with the goal of benefiting both promotions, I would hope so, and advancing women's wrestling worldwide. So they are now part of the relationship. CMLL, AEW, New Japan, Stardom, and MLW. Friday will be... Yes.
Are you reading what Taro said?
What Taro said?
Are you doing a Taro reading?
What are you talking about? I'm trying so hard. Taro.
Taro Okada.
Taro Okada. Not like a... Okada! Not like a tarot card! God! CML is presenting its annual Women's International Grand Prix. I cannot wait. I got a plan, Tom. You're gonna get it. There will be representatives from AEW and Ring of Honor and Revolution Pro for this Women's International Grand Prix at Arena
MLW.
Mexico.
Did you mention them?
I didn't. Doesn't say anything about MLW in the Women's Grand Prix.
Yeah. Shoko Nakajima, the MLW Women's Champion, is there representing.
Oh, it does say MLW.
Thank you.
If only it weren't just three letters, I'd have seen it. So Shinsuke Nakamura wants to be world champion. He did an interview with Tokyo Sports. Said he believes the world championship, I just want to win that. For Japanese wrestlers on this American stage, especially the men, that's the barrier we haven't broken through yet. He should have won it years ago. They messed it up.
Yeah.
Remember when he feuded with AJ for like 8 months? And it was like, okay, this is their ninth match. Finally, he's going to win the title. And then he lost again. I was like, yeah. Oh, my God.
He won the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
The crowd, every single person in the crowd would sing his song.
Yeah. They Super botched over. That big time.
Yeah!
So anyway, we should mention that it is in play the possibility that Shinsuke Nakamura and Hiroshi Tanahashi will be the dome match.
Hmm.
So whether that happens, we shall see.
Do you have insider information from Chauncey Billups?
I can tell you that Nakamura's got some sort of contract that allows him to wrestle in Japan. But obviously there's the political issue that New Japan and AEW are, you know.
Dude, how awesome if you're Shinsuke Nakamura is it that you are possibly going to be chosen to not only be the great Muda's final match, but also the final match for Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Yeah,
that's like an all-time run. I mean, obviously he's an all-time great.
Can he do
Japan.
The last match of John Cena while he's at it?
I don't think that one's in the cards.
You know what also isn't in the cards, but I was really like, I thought it would be so awesome. It's John Cena versus Hiroshi Tanahashi.
That would be
not going to happen. But we shall see if he ends up in that match at the Tokyo Dome, but it is certainly a possibility.
Maybe we could get John Cena versus Evil.
No, that one I don't see.
Why do you dislike Evil so much?
Here's the thing. Guys, you don't understand. I don't dislike Evil.
No, I think people do understand.
Evil is a good wrestler. When he just has wrestling match, I don't want to see a House of Torture match. That's the problem. I don't care about Wolf Aaron having like a good match with Evil and beating him. But I don't think his first match should be
on.
75 guys run in. This guy spits liquor in his face. This guy goes upside down and a guy chops him in the nuts. What? I don't want to see that.
Oh, actually, that's maybe one of I the do. Best spots going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dick Togo coming off the top with a chop.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I don't want to see, guys. I don't mind Evil himself. Evil is a good professional wrestler. The gimmick sucks. Just like Tatum Paxley. And yes, I just compared Evil to Tatum Paxley.
Well.
Am I wrong?
I mean, Evil is not the best wrestler in his household. So.
Who else is in Tatum's household?
Not Tatum.
Oh. We were just talking
Izzy
about
Dame.
Evil
Izzy,
and Tatum.
Izzy Dame.
So I thought when you
Ty
mentioned
Dillinger.
That. I don't know, man.
The Driver.
I do have to say, though, as much as I like Tatum as a wrestler, and as much as I think she did a good promo on Tuesday, and as much I think she connects with the crowd better than almost anyone in NXT, her finish sucks. That's silly. It's I don't even know how to describe it.
The tequila shot or something.
Why are these women given these preposterous finishes? Like Mercedes' finish is it was horrible. It always looks bad.
I actually believe that's Momo Watanabe's finisher.
The one that Tatum is doing?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Or it used to be.
I don't know. It was
somebody's finisher.
Yeah.
Maybe I got that wrong.
So anyway, when we come back, Tom has volunteered to do the Dynamite report, and I'm here to reel him in when he gets out of control. Because I just have this feeling. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Dumb. Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here. That's Cheap Trick, Tom.
Yeah, I might have something to do now on November 21st, the night before Relentless Pro Wrestling in Spokane, where we're going
to
be.
Chase, if you're listening, Tom and I want to go to Cheap Trick together. All right, let's do Dynamite.
Put us in the same room.
No, not that. I want my own room.
Oh,
I feel like we roomed once and like you snored or something. Or I was afraid you were going to shave my eyebrows or something crazy.
No, I barfed on your couch.
Well, you did that too, but I mean,
I
don't care if you do that in another room.
Do you have eyebrows?
I will never forget the time that I was rooming with Buddy Wayne. And, of course, there's two beds. I'm in one bed. He's in the other bed. And like, he's snoring and he's just so loud and he'd been drinking like nonstop. And doing whatever else, I'm like, oh my god, I can't sleep. It's just too much. And so all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, I hear and he gets up out of the bed, and he turns, and he just faces the wall, pees all over the wall, gets back in bed, goes to sleep. I was like, oh my god, what is happening? Didn't smell good the next morning. I'll tell you that much. Let's talk about Dynamite.
Dynamite, AEW Dynamite from San Antonio, Texas. There was DC Comics branding all over the ring, outside the ring. There's like pictures of Batman, Superman. Who else? Wonder Woman.
Aquaman. I don't know.
Darkseid.
I don't know who these guys are.
We had the Ops take on the Hurt Syndicate to open the show. Anybody that's concerned about the Hurt Syndicate selling, they did plenty of selling here against the Ops. I mean, of course, what else are you going to do? You got Samoa Joe.
I think they like big, meaty men.
You got Powerhouse Hobbs. You got Shibata. I think they like guys that look like real athletes out there.
And big, strong dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Hurt Syndicate did indeed sell for them. Eventually, it culminated with MVP getting the upper hand on Samoa Joe. He set up for the Playmaker. But Ricochet ran down. This distraction was enough for Joe to counter the attack. He locked in the Coquina Clutch on MVP. And the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt himself succumbed to the rear naked choke.
You know, I hated this finish. And then, you know, some guy, every time, it's like some guy on the board got so mad. You know, Brian just a while ago was talking about how sometimes you have to have a DQ or a interference finish to continue story. I'm like, brother. The issue is how lame. The issue is not the finish.
Too long for Ricochet to run down there as well.
Not just
MVP's
that.
He's holding the playmaker position, like looking around.
MVP is about to hit his move, his finishing move. A guy ran down and looked at him.
Oh, he tried to get in the ring.
He didn't get in the ring. He didn't do anything. It doesn't matter.
He jumped on the thing.
He stood there.
He was trying to jump in the ring, and like MVP was like,
and the referee's there to get rid of him. All MVP has to do is hit his move. Instead, he's an idiot, and he just stands there, and then he gets put in a choke, and as a black belt, he gets tapped out by a blue belt. Or wait, who tapped him out? Joe?
Joe.
I don't know what belt Joe is. But anyway,
Joe's been training for a while.
He may be a black belt too. But the point is, it was like you couldn't have a more generic, nothing happening. Like, at least be creative if you're going to do a finish like this. Guy looks at other guy. Guy distracted, guy pinned. Like, how long did it take to come up with that? It's like you have to take a long time to even come up with something so boring. So no, that finish sucked. It is indefensible.
Joe was really mean to the crowd afterwards. Cut a promo on the fat woman.
Fat shamed people.
Fat woman in the San Antonio crowd. It was odd because he fat shamed, but also talked about Powerhouse Hobbs liking them.
Yeah, it was weird. Hobbs was happy.
Well, he probably took a look in the crowd. Yeah, that was it. Then we had Renee interview Statlander backstage. She said that she made history by beating Toni Storm two times. She won the women's title. Two things Mercedes Moné has never done, and she accepted Mercedes' challenge for the pay-per-view and said, enjoy your celebration later tonight.
Statlander's been good lately, I think.
Darby Allin cut a babyface promo. He said, Brian, good question.
Yeah.
Did you know, were you aware, Darby Allin climbed Mount Everest?
I was aware of that, yeah.
Okay. He climbed Mount Everest, let us know. Then he cut a babyface promo, said as long as the Death Riders are breathing, he is not far behind.
And this was another one. I was like, that's it? That's your follow-up to him beating Jon Moxley? And Dave goes, well, it was a setup for something later. It's like, wait a second. I don't care about later. This guy beat Jon Moxley in an I Quit match. This is the follow-up show to that. And he had like a one-minute promo and then just left. Yes. I was like, that was the most anticlimactic follow-up to a massive win that I can even remember seeing. I mean, it was nothing. Mercedes had a way bigger deal for winning an indie belt.
It also, to me, because later on, he came back. It felt like they were just wasting time with this segment. You know what I mean? You could have condensed this. You could have had this happen after he came out later, all fired up. I don't know. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that. We had the Jurassic Express coming for the World Tag Titles. We had a four-way tag team match, which is a preview of the upcoming Women's World Tag Title Tournament, which we talked about earlier. This was Megan Bain, Penelope Ford, against Jamie Hayter and Queen Aminata, against Willow and Harley Cameron, against Sky Blue and Julia Hart. The winners get to choose their first round opponents in the tag team title. So this was two people in the ring at a time, luckily. I mean, that doesn't mean it wasn't chaotic, but it would have been far too hard to pay attention if it would have been four women at a time. So Ford and Bain went for the doomsday device on Willow, but she got out. Hayter then blind tagged in. And she and Queen Aminata ended up hitting a double-team big boot on Penelope Ford. They both grabbed a hold of Ford. Aminata hit a headbutt. Jamie hit the Haterade. And the first-time team of Queen Aminata and Jamie Hayter got the win to obviously give them some credibility heading into the tournament. Now they can lose the first round. And, you know, everybody gets over a little bit. So they called out for their first-round match. Sky Blue and Julia Hart.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully Penelope's all right. That's all I could watch in this match. God, that was brutal.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could slide another team in there if you had to. It doesn't seem like there's somebody that would be a natural pairing with Megan Bain. Obviously, Megan and Penelope have been kind of one of the more established teams in that division now. So hopefully she's fine. The Bucks were outside Tony Khan's locker room begging and pleading for a money match. Renee comes up. They tell her that they will face anyone. They will team with anyone. And Tony Khan pops out. Says, I heard what you guys were saying. And how about this? $400,000 on the line in a 4-on-4 all-star match. It'll be Jet Speed teaming with Jurassic Express to take on the Bucks and FTR.
You know, I've seen people criticize this storyline because they're like, how could the Young Bucks have no money? This is ridiculous. This doesn't make sense. How could they be broke? Well, they've explained this in storyline. They spend all their money. It's not what you make, it's what you save. I just saw today Francis Ford Coppola broke. Broke! So if he can be broke, the Young Bucks can have no money. They need to get paid.
He needs to go see Lestat.
They got some kids to feed.
The money puppet, mini money.
I think we went over this.
Good.
Don't do it again.
We had a Mox backstage promo. As much as I disliked the promo before this, I loved this promo.
This was quite great.
It's just him looking into a mirror.
He made his loss meaningful.
One day the strength that led Darby Allin to defeat Moxley at WrestleDream will be his ultimate downfall. He was unable to face reality, obviously, as the world that he's been trying to build around him in AEW is starting to crumble. He's running out of options. You can tell that's what's happening to him, but he's still trying to convince himself otherwise. He then took on Kyle O'Reilly, and this was a fantastic match. Not only the work, but the storyline wrestling-wise of Jon Moxley, just his mannerisms, like the way that he's allowing the crowd to get to him.
Not only that, but he's working as a guy who's lost faith in himself.
Yeah.
And the
crowd is chanting, "You're a quitter."
Yep.
And he's like writhing at the thought as he realizes
it. He's so angry. And of course, you know, Kyle keeps going for submissions, and like he does not want to submit.
He won't even engage him after a while. He just starts striking him, biting him.
Yes.
He can't fight fair any longer.
Yes. And then finally at the end, he gets caught in that ankle lock, and he's just trapped. And there's no way out. His only options are, I have to give up again, or I got to beat up this referee. And so he beats up the referee for the DQ, and I swear to God, there was a DQ in like the year 2000 with Edge and Christian for the tag titles. It was almost exactly like this. Like, they were done. It was over. It was like that one big move, and one of them flew in and hit the guy with the belt for the DQ, and these fans are freaking furious. It was like a perfect disqualification. And this was like another one. This was a great DQ. This DQ made the match better, which you can almost never say that.
There's also the one where Randy Orton got DQ'd against John Cena to save the title. That's another memorable one.
I remember that one as well.
So the conglomeration ran down. A big brawl broke out. You know, this conglomeration video, this entrance video they have, I don't like it.
Wow.
As a video itself,
reminded me of the Brian and Vinny show open. They stole it from us.
Yeah, it's cool like as a video of itself, or you just show it going to a commercial break or something. But Kyle O'Reilly's walking out to fight the Death Riders leader, Jon Moxley.
That was a little silly.
And it's Orange Cassidy and Willow Nightingale sitting on a Barca loungers in the back or something. What the hell is going on? They got to switch that up. So after commercial, we came back, and there was Orange Cassidy, Mark Briscoe, and Roderick Strong taking on the Death Riders. So this match was awesome. They beat up Roderick Strong. Mark Briscoe ended up getting the win for their team with the J-Driller on Wheeler. Pac attacked afterwards. It broke down again. Moxley came back out. They were going to throw Orange Cassidy onto the announce desk. Like Claudio was going to gorilla press him like he did to Darby at the pay-per-view. But Darby himself ran out. He made the save, took out Claudio with a bat to the knee, chased off the Death Riders, and he indeed was accurate on his earlier promise. If the Death Riders are breathing, he is not far behind. The porno star Kyle Fletcher did an interview. He said he'd get the best of Mark Briscoe 100 times if they wrestled 100 times more. Briscoe is not happy with this. He went to the ring. He said he doesn't need 100 times or 1,000 times more. He just needs one more time. He needs one more shot at Kyle Fletcher. And Don Callis was not having it. He said, "That's not happening. You're great talent. Take a hike." But I'd assume we're getting a rematch.
And we're going to head to a break. We'll come back for the awesome main event of Okada and Bandido for the Unified title. Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879. It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, we're back here on the show. All right, take us through this last segment, Tom.
We are back for a spectacular end to the show, and I mean both this show and AEW Dynamite, because it was Bandido versus Kazuchika Okada in the main event. Okada went after the injured shoulder of Bandido throughout this match. Bandido hit the 21-plex, but the shoulder couldn't hold on enough for him to keep the bridge. By the time he made the cover, Okada kicked out. Okada hit his dropkick, booted Bandido out of the air. Bandido hit his own Rainmaker. He went for the 21-plex again, but the very intelligent Okada moved away from the ropes. Bandido went over his head. Okada captured the arm, spun him into the Rainmaker, crushed him, retained the title, and smiled as the show went off the air, and one Konosuke Takeshita had to be held back in the aisleway by Don Callis and Kyle Fletcher.
It was a very, very good main event. Awesome match. And I got a lot more to say about all of this, but it'll be tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show for subscribers. We're going to talk about AEW and NXT. I got some stuff about NXT we haven't really talked about as well. So that's going to be tonight on the show. WrestlingObserver.com, F4WOnline.com/Apple, F4WOnline.com/Spotify, F4WOnline.com/YouTube. Any of those ways you can listen to the members-only shows. And that'll be tonight. And then tomorrow, it'll be a fun Friday edition of Wrestling Observer Live with Lance Storm. So that'll be a lot of fun. It's so funny, Tom. Why don't you come on? Why don't we do a three-person fun Friday? You don't think that'd be fun?
Not for me.
You don't like these three ways? No? All right. Well, anyway.
Only if it's in Emmanuel.
We'll talk to you next time, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.